tied again.
And that's tie stick.
Hi, Barney. What are you doing, Fred? I'm teaching Dino some tricks.
I don't think Dino will learn any tricks, Fred.
Well, yeah, you know, I've actually heard Goofy's show. It's really about nothing, you know? Hey, Goofy, if you're hearing me, man, why don't you throw some news in there or something, all right? I mean, literally, it's just you saying, hey, yeah, bean and cheese graffiti! Come on.
People love when people talk about other people. It's what they love. Because it means that they have to think less. Because the material's already been laid out for them.
It's because I thought it was a shit show after 5 minutes. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. But let's get to it real quick. This is what's mesmerizing your mind.
Right here, one of his buddies using his number. That's who it is. You. What?
Here on Spreaker, which is not like the blog talk radio that kicked me off. West FM.
Well, except for Jewish producer, but that, I guess, if you're
now, wait a minute, I think...
Although, hey, did you notice that Samson in the Bible movie is black? Isn't that cool? Isn't that good? Like, I was like, oh, Samson...
Now, tell me... Who are you?
K-I-L-A 186.2.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
Stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
I mean, so welcome to Junkyard America.
This country is like a college chick after 2 on Long Island iced teas. We can be talked into anything, like wars, and we can be talked out of anything, like health care.
You know, call the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
They believe that the voters are stupid, as he said.
Affirmative action is important in your career, and I think that they work together.
But look, this is embarrassing for her. This is embarrassing for the White House. It certainly should be embarrassing.
And calling American voters stupid.
That the system is set up to hide its true nature, which is wealth redistribution. He was saying...
They have to lead the masses to the promised land, and they can only do it by deception.
I mean, so welcome to Junkyard America, baby.
No, stand corrected. Jesse Ventura is a statesman.
But he's a political idiot. That's what it proves.
That's right. Based on a lie, according to this professor.
If you stand strong on what you believe, that you should use that in all aspects of your life, including your career. I know that I do.
This is a stupid country.
And that's what he said openly. And it is a scandal of the media that this has to be discovered.
But I wouldn't put anything past this stupid country.
We don't need to because the law was passed.
Had they known that, it would never have passed.
I think everybody knew exactly what they were getting.
From the rocky shores of Hawaii to the beautiful sandy beaches of Hawaii, America is our home.
I mean, so welcome to Junkyard America, baby.
A politician makes it his career to get elected. A statesman goes and serves, and when he's done serving, he goes back to what he used to do, or he goes on to a new career.
Which is kind of like driving cross-country to protest highways.
That was BS, and this other stuff, it's all BS. We had to do it because we had to get this law passed, and sorry.
We wanted to get the bill. We didn't care about how we did it. So we lied about everything. We lied about if you can keep the plan, knowing that you can't keep your plan.
There may be a situation here in which a serious mistake was made. If that's the case, then we'll find out and we'll hold somebody accountable.
But millions of Americans are losing their health plans because of Obamacare.
Keep your government hands off my Medicare.
We lied about the fact this would be a transfer of wealth, a massive transfer of wealth.
You know what I think the heart of all this is? It's all about money.
I mean, the slang word for money.
Money.
The system was set up to hide its true nature.
They lied about every aspect of this.
We should forget the town halls and replace them with study halls.
When it comes to this issue,
Obama campaigned in the slot for 2 solid years.
First of all, if you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about taking that away from you.
When it was obvious they were lying about all this,
it would not have passed. So we had to lie.
So welcome to Junkyard America, baby.
So welcome to Junkyard America, baby.
Yes. I am probably the only person in the motherfucking world to not get banned. Well, no, to get banned off of Blog Talk Radio, to get banned off of Spreaker, and now to get banned off of Periscope. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, your brown color commentator's here with his new co-host. It looks like his
new
name
co-host.
Is Mechazawa.
I'm pretty mad at you, Goofy. You tried to replace me last night with your periscopers.
I did not try to replace you.
That's not what I heard.
They wanted to see what the radio show was all about. So
I heard you were replacing me with your periscopers. And this is what you get, Goofy. This is what you get. You reap what you sow. And now you've been kicked off of Periscope. You can't go back there. You're not allowed to do Periscopes anymore. All your little buddies are going to go away. Yep. The internet's spoken, Goofy. No more Periscope for you.
I'm telling you, these people are trying to fucking get me away from my Periscope family. It's insane. I cannot believe this shit. They banned me off of Periscope.
Oh, whoa, Periscope family. Periscope family?
Yeah, we got a Periscope family.
Yeah, you're not family. Those people don't care about you.
Well, what are you talking about? They love me.
Well,
am I sensing some jealousy here?
If they love you like you claim, so why did you get kicked off of Periscope if everybody over there loves you?
Because a lot of people are jealous of me on Periscope.
Yeah, jealous of you. Who are you, Debbie Daly? Jealous of
No. Actually, you know, I'm nominated to be like one of the greatest Periscope legends of all time.
No, you're not. You're banned.
That's a great honor.
You're banned.
It's a great honor.
You're not nominated for shit. You're nominated for first one to get banned.
Mechazawa, why you gotta be talking like this? I mean, Jesus Christ.
This is what happens when you let people like Bradman TV punk you, Goofy.
I thought maybe you would be more considerate. You would say, hey, welcome back, happy late birthday, how was your vacation?
After you tried to replace me last night, I was pretty sad, then I was kind of emotional and I got mad, and then I was like, well, fuck that nigger, I'm going to declare war on him. I was just getting ready to report your Periscope when suddenly it just cut off, and I was there, it just... You were like mid-sentence, and then all of a sudden it just froze, and then that was it.
That was fucking insane. I have never, this is my first time getting banned, but I mean, that was fucking,
they
pulled the plug on me and shit.
You deserve to get banned on Periscope. You shouldn't even be on there, Goofy, all right? You should just be making shows like we have been. Well, we haven't been because you've been on fucking, been on Periscope. And also, yes, I want to give a shout out to Lil's Talk Radio. He did a show about our new friend on Spreaker, Tyrese Need. He died like a bitch afterwards. He got really mad.
Wait a minute. Tyree?
Yeah, we tried to call him that one day. Remember, Goofy?
I'm gone for a little bit, and you're over there hanging out with the niggas.
What's
up with you, Mechazawa?
He's the cartoon version of you, Goofy, remember? I talked to you about this guy. We even tried to call him on air. Apparently, he changed his
number. Wait a minute. That's a white guy. I thought you said Tyree.
Yeah, Tyree. That's his middle name, Tyree. His middle name.
I'm not getting it here. But anyways, go on with your story. So what happened? Yeah. He was crying last night?
Well, no. I mean, Lulz Talk Radio did a show welcoming him to Spreaker today and made a couple, you know, maybe a little constructive criticism, you know, maybe a little critiquing of, you know, maybe how he's not the richest person in the world and he's very white and, you know, he has terrible, terrible music. He can't rap. Worse than Goofy Bones rap. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that have constructive criticism about it. And apparently Tyree got a little upset. He got a little upset. He noticed that people were tweeting out Lulz Talk Radio show earlier today about him. And he got a little upset, Goofy. He did a, I don't know, 6 or 10 minute show about how not upset he is. And I'm sure he's going to do another 4 or 5 hour shows about it, you know, about how not upset he is about it. Kind of like how you do shows about how you're not upset. And you do like 5 hour shows about how not upset you are.
So wait a minute. You're saying this guy.
Like when you got kicked off Periscope just now and you went on under your other Twitter account on Periscope and you fucking whined for the past 3 hours about how not upset you are that you got kicked off of Periscope. Kind of like that, Goofy. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like how you came on this show. You whined about how you got kicked off of Periscope. I mean, it's a little bit like that. I mean, it's not exactly like that, Goofy, but it's a little bit like that, all right?
You're a heartless fucking snake. How dare you talk about me like that?
Look, you know, you watch wrestling, right? You know how I think they can fix WWE? You want to know, Goofy?
I'm waiting. I'm standing right here looking at you.
Bring Benoit back. Where's Benoit?
Bring who?
Chris Benoit. Remember him? That guy was a good wrestler.
He's
Goofy,
dead, Mechazawa.
What do you mean? He's not dead. He's not dead, Goofy. You're lying. Chris Benoit, he's a good wrestler.
Fucking... You're pissing me off. You're over here asking for WWE to bring back dead figures.
He's not dead. You're making that up, Goofy, all right? You're making that up. Bring back Benoit.
You're a scandalous, heartless snake, Mechazawa. How could you do that?
Yeah, well,
there's,
you know,
children
what?
Children that watch wrestling,
I
and
did
love
laugh
Benoit.
Pretty fucking hard when you got fucking banned on Periscope. I didn't have anything to do with it, of course, but I laughed.
Yeah,
pretty
you
fucking
did.
Hard.
I know you motherfuckers hate me
well,
on there.
I was about to report your fucking broadcast for showing nipples. But, you know, it just up and died, so I didn't have to.
Yeah, but those motherfuckers, they can't get me for showing nipples because there was no nipples to be shown. The nipples
well,
are covered.
Was. I saw it. I saw it, and I was going to report it. You were breaking the terms of service, Goofy, and that's not allowed. Not allowed.
Mechazawa, you need to stop with your patheticness because right now you're starting to piss
you're
me
the,
off.
You're
the
one that was crying about how you got... got kicked off of fucking Vlog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and Periscope. I mean, you're the one making shows about how it doesn't bother you, and, you know, you say it doesn't bother
it doesn't
you,
bother
then, you make,
me. It just,
then you make
it
fucking,
just
like, eight
me.
More Periscopes about how it doesn't bother you, you got kicked off of Periscope. I think it bothered you.
It just
you.
Amazes me that
no,
people
I think
hate
it,
me that
I think
much
it bothered you
to try to get
you,
rid of me.
I think you were going to cry. I think your gang is fake. And that you actually live in your mom's basement. Which you can't afford.
How can
afford,
I live in a basement where my door goes outside?
You can't afford air conditioning for, apparently.
It's a fucking shack, for God's sakes. Is this supposed to be a modern fucking modular home?
I have fucking air conditioning in my shack. At my house.
Because you live in a white community.
Well, that's because I'm white. I mean, you know, just because you're not white doesn't mean you can't pretend. You're half white. Well, all I know is I don't go fucking out into my shack and sweat my ass off fucking on Periscope, fucking, you know, sweat all going through your shirt and on your nose and shit. I thought you had a pimple on your nose, but it was a sweat drop. That's what I was talking about, that thing on your nose.
I can't believe that you hate me so much on Periscope. I bet you you're the fucker that fucking turned me in.
No, I don't.
Do you know how many emails I get from fucking audience members?
You know how
many to come back to the radio?
Other people, you know how many other people on there are like, hey, we're going to fucking turn in Goofy Bone. And, you know, I was just like, well, go ahead. I mean, you know, I was like, boo. Boo this Mexican with his CM Punk hair and his caterpillar eyebrows. Boo.
Mechazal, why do you
boo.
Hate me so
and then
much?
You're
what
like,
do to you?
You're all making goo-goo eyes at some underage girl in your chat room. Green eyes or something like
underage
that.
Girl?
Yeah, she's...
No, let me tell you something.
She's like...
The women that come onto my Periscope are over the age of 21.
Whatever. Whatever, yeah. Over the age of 14.
Jesus.
I think you're going to be the next Total Brian. Brian Joel Enberg. You know that guy has
who
a show
on. Who is Brian
on
Joel Enberg?
Yeah, he's
who
this
is
pedophile.
That?
He's this pedophile that the BWC found on Spreaker. I don't understand why nobody fucking notices that he's a pedophile. Like, we go in there and like we talk about how he's a pedophile, but he still does shows. Like, I mean, if you're a pedophile, you should just drop off the face of the planet. Crawl back under the rock that you crawled out from. You know, maybe attempt to slither back up your mom's vagina. Because, you know, the rest of the world doesn't want you.
Oh, my Green's in the chat room. Hi, Green.
No, she's underage. I'm looking at her picture. She's clearly underage, Goofy.
She is not underage, Mechazawa. I fucking know. I see her all the time. She's not underage.
Will get you 10
she's
to
a beautiful
20,
woman.
15 will get you 10 to 20.
She's a beautiful woman. And plus, she's married, so it's not like I could just go over there and just bang her out.
That's a whole bee's nest of trouble you don't want to get into. I mean, remember the last one that you were dating that was married? The guy called you up. The guy called you up and was like, please stop fucking my wife.
Yeah, I know. You have to remind me.
And then he cried on the phone.
You know, I expect somebody who's married to somebody actually wanting to fight somebody. Like, hey, motherfucker, meet me somewhere, da-da-da-da. This motherfucker was crying,
boning you out,
begging me to not fuck his wife anymore.
Yeah, in his bed.
Jesus.
In his house.
Yeah. It's life, people. I'm sorry.
Like, I mean, really, he might as well have been watching at that point, Goofy.
Yeah, I just cease to amaze myself. I just can't believe that people would go that length. Really, they went that length.
All I know is you've been kicked off of Periscope. Oh, look, Guy Shea's here.
Guy Shea?
Oh,
Guy Shea's still around?
One of his many sock puppets, you know. They're so easy to spot.
That's stupid. Guy Shea still does sock puppets when he got caught doing talking as a sock puppet on another account. Come
smart.
On, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know he's not very smart. Come on.
I mean, for real.
Pretty obvious.
I mean, he's still there with his fucking malnutritious black little grandson.
Well, that's neither here nor there, Goof. I mean...
Well, it's the truth. I mean, Jesus Christ, feed that fucking little kid.
Well, Goofy, I mean, you know, because he's black doesn't mean you gotta feed him.
His other white grandson looks more healthy than the black one. That's what happens when you have a racist grandfather.
Well, that's neither here nor there, Goofy, all right? Look, just because his mom went mud sharking doesn't mean anything, all right?
She did not go mud sharking. She fucked an Alabama black snake.
Yeah, same thing. She went mud sharking.
I've never seen a mud shark.
Yeah, you have. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, all right? You got kicked off of Periscope. I think it's pretty hilarious, and I hope you lose your entire audience on there now. Didn't you had upwards of, four to five people?
No, I had over 400 people. I mean, serious people that loved the fuck out of me, but...
No, I think you're exaggerating. You got three at the most.
What?
Three people in your chat room.
You know, Mechazawa, you are a hating robot tonight. I mean, seriously, it's like, is your scans on hater mode? I mean, what the fuck's going on? I mean, I'm a popular person. People love me.
Well, not anymore. You got banned. You can't do anything. What are you going to make, fucking, you know, do a podcast that you can't podcast?
And when I get unbanned, then that's when I'm going to fucking blow up the world.
What are you going to... You're going to have, like, pre-recorded periscopes ready to go for when they unban you, which they're not going to do?
Yeah, exactly. I'll have them already pre-recorded, so I don't have to do any for a week.
I don't know why you think Twitter, you know, the Twitter people who run Periscope, you know, these big social justice warriors and feminazis, I don't know why you think they're going to unban you. I mean, come on, Goofy. Come on.
I don't want to be a troll and start making all these accounts and fucking get banned on every single one. I don't want to do that shit, Mac.
Oh, they're just
going to
IP ban next. I mean, they'll IP ban you, then MAC address they ban you, and, you know, it's...
You act like I don't know how to change my IP when you think I'm some dumb bitch in Texas fucking waiting for
That's why they're going to MAC address ban you, so that, you know, you'll have to change your MAC address.
No. I do not want Windows 10. Get the fuck away from me, people.
Oh, you got the notice? You got the notice? I got that, too.
I just got it right now.
The reserve your fucking copy of Windows 10 notice? I'm like, yeah, dismissed. You know what you do, Goofy? You go to the fucking, you go to the customize on the little taskbar thing, and then you set it to not show you notifications about Windows 10.
Okay, so I go to a little taskbar.
Yeah, yeah. You know the little up arrow thing? The show hidden icons thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you click that, and then customize, and then scroll through the list until you see the one about Windows 10, and then set it up and never show you notifications.
Hide icon and all notifications.
That's the ticket right there.
And let's press okay. Goofy Bone, have you finally got your driver's license? What?
A driver's license? Oof. You need driver's
license. What are you talking about? I've been driving around all this fucking time. My driver's license doesn't expire till 2018.
That's right. It's the back of a Wheaties box with your picture.
I mean, did they really take my driver's license away?
I don't know. Probably Karen Vu embezzled it with the $350,000.
I'm still waiting for her to get out of prison. You know that, Mexico.
I'm still waiting for your yearbook pictures from like a year and a half ago.
They're actually on back order, Mac. Another 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8. God damn it. I can make my own fucking yearbook in the time that it's taking to get these alleged yearbook pictures of you from 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's terrible, but we're still waiting. Oh, they just allowed illegals to get licenses. So you're
That's
telling
cool
me that
they,
I had,
they let illegals
I
get licenses
license
all the time.
Before my illegals had the license. That's great.
Hell, in the
I'm
state,
go get
I
a license it, tomorrow.
They don't even have to have licenses. They just let them go. They're like, hey, yeah, well... Not much we can do. It's not like we're going to deport you over not having a license. Have a nice day.
You know, being a legal alien like myself, I just sit back and watch the stock market take my money and fucking grow. I love being a stupid Mexican.
And then you send money home to the motherland in Mexico?
Yeah, and my mom and dad, they're in Mexico. And, you know, I send all the money back home. Western Union, the fastest way to send money.
That's right, so the cartels don't get it.
Exactly. My mom and dad, they own a pastry shop in fucking Mexico City, along with my gay sister. She's a mime. She juggles and does fucking stupid tricks like climb up a fucking invisible rope. But yeah, that's my family. Anyways, yeah, it's a new topic as has erupted. So this Brian character, I mean, does he really know that he's that fucking stupid to fucking be broadcasting?
He knows, because when you go into his chat room and you talk about how he's a pedo, he rages out and then he fucking bans you in chat.
Oh, really?
He's one of those new age pedos that is like, oh, that happened years ago, so that doesn't count. Which is total bullshit.
Oh,
it still totally fucking counts.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, I did my crime for that. It's okay.
I mean, it's not like fucking robbery or something like that. You know, you do your crime time or whatever. You do your time, you paid off your debt. I mean, that motherfucker's still sick in the head.
Well, anyways, Mechazawa, I want to talk to him personally. So if you can, please give me his number so I could give him a call.
Oh, that would have to be one of our esteemed chat members in the chat room. They would have to give me phone number.
Oh, okay.
I don't personally have that information.
Total Brian. Is that his name, Brian?
Give
me
Brian,
his number. I want to call the guy.
Brian Joel Enberg. He has a weird name. Brian Joel Enberg.
And no, people, this is not my cousin, okay? So don't fucking... don't think this guy's related to me.
No, it's not Joel Plata. Not Joel Plata.
We're waiting for a number, please.
Well, I don't know that they have a number. I mean, I was just saying it would have to be somebody in the chat that, you know, might possibly have that information that gave it to you, not me. I don't have it.
Well, Chewbacca said he wanted to call somebody else, so we're going to call somebody real quick.
I'm not here right now, so just give me a call later or leave a message.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
Oh,
goodbye.
Son of a bitch, Dylan. You fucking faggot motherfucker.
Who the fuck is Dylan?
He was some stupid fuck on Periscope talking shit, but he was one of those dumb idiots that let him sign in with his phone number.
Oh, yeah, that's a foolish move. It's a foolish move.
So,
who names their kid,
you know,
fucking Dylan? I mean, come on. That's like naming your kid Todd.
90210, Dylan McKay.
It's like naming your kid Todd. Nobody likes fucking Todd. I mean, look at Todd Morris, for example. Nobody likes that fucking douche.
Hey, whatever happened to those fucking losers? I heard the bitch Desert doesn't even fucking show her face around anymore.
She doesn't even do shows anymore. It's pretty funny. Talking all that shit about how she's going to survive without us. She doesn't need us and all that. And then, like, a week after she, you know, was our friend. Even though we never stopped being friends with her, technically. You know. A week after she decided that she wasn't friends with us anymore, she basically stopped.
Isn't that sad?
Not really.
Sorry, but your call cannot be completed.
Shut up, Dylan.
I was trying to call him on Skype, but my Skype doesn't call out. I guess that sucks.
You don't have Skype credit?
I don't have Skype credits, no. I wasted them all on my Periscope minutes.
Who buys Periscope minutes and then gets banned? Goofy Bone, that's who.
I paid for a whole month of Periscope like I did.
Yeah, how'd
fucking...
that work out? How'd
yeah,
work?
It worked out great. You see them fucking banning me.
Eddie Hinkle's dad is in prison. Why is Eddie Hinkle's dad in prison? Does he need pizza and Korean sent to him?
Eddie Hinkle? I can't believe that name is even thrown out there. Jeez.
Remember good old Eddie Hinkle? We called him up live on air and I left him a voicemail message. Telling him to stop talking about
Yeah, Eddie. Poor Eddie Hinkle.
Look, you piece of shit. Stop talking about ghosts or the wagon's going to park on your lawn again. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of sad. If Eddie Hinkle's dad is in prison, I mean, we could send him Korans and, you know, other books about prison sex and stuff like that.
Wait a minute. Did you say you're going to send him some Korans?
Well, most people find the faith in, they find Islam in fucking jail. I mean, you know, that's where a lot of people find Islam.
Are you trying to pronounce crayons?
Crayons?
Are you that stupid, Megazawa?
No, I said Islam, not crayons.
Oh. I thought you said, like, crayons, oh. Like crayons.
No, those are Korans. Korans, Goofy.
Oh.
You know, the Raghead Bible? You know, the Ragheads? That's their Bible.
Like the Holy Koran?
Yeah, one of those.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, like you're going to send them crayons, like Korans, you know, like you're trying to be, you know, specific.
Well, see,
like
here's the thing, Goofy. I'm white. I can pronounce words.
Well, I try to sound them out, and they don't sound the same way they look.
I know. It's Hooked on Phonics didn't work for you.
You know, I really wish it did, because maybe I could have been a little bit more intelligent, and maybe we could be professional by now.
Maybe you wouldn't have gotten banned on Periscope.
Who the
well,
fuck
there you
is
go. There's
Mike
a,
Nelly?
There's a... I don't know who the fuck Mike Nelly is. Mike Nelly. Anyway, Brian's show number, I guess, is in the chat.
Is he on, by the way? I mean, I don't want to call a show that's not going to...
Supposedly he's on right now. Supposedly. And it's, yeah, give him a call.
Chewbacca's calling. I didn't even say call it yet, Chewbacca.
All that motherfucker. Then kick Barco out of chat.
Huh? Did you say something, Mac?
I said kick Barco. No Barcos allowed.
Hi, you've reached 763-250-5757. Please leave
Bye,
your message
Barco.
After the tone.
This message is for Total Brian Show. You know, one thing we hate about fucking people like you, you fucking child molesting fucking dirty bastard that should have been killed when it came out of his fucking mother's pussy. You're a piece of shit that should fucking burn your face and fucking realize you're nothing but the devil's fucking shit. I hope children will fucking murder you by burning you at the stake like if you were fucking Jesus Christ himself. Fuck you, Total Brian. My name is Goofy Bone, and if you even dare fucking try to fucking come back at me, I will dropkick you and make you look like the bitch that you are. And you better fucking recognize and fucking realize. Go ahead, Megazawa, tell me, oh, you threatened him.
Oh, you threatened him.
You threatened him.
He's going to call the cops, and they're going to call you and tell you to stop harassing a pedophile. And then at that point, I want you to be like, hey, pedophiles need to be harassed. And then the cop will be like, I mean, he won't really have a good defense to that. I mean, you ask any resident.
So wait a minute,
cop,
you're telling me an officer's going to call my resident?
Well, they got to do their job, you know, and I'm doing air quotes over here, whether they want to or not, you know. That's when
terrible.
You're like, okay, all right, officer, whatever your fucking name is, I'll be sure not to harass Brian, whatever the fuck is, pedophile toucher, whatever. Yeah, you know, I'll be sure not to fucking harass him. And then you fucking, once the cops leave, you call him and be like, look, you punk motherfucker, you ever fucking call the cops again, I'll come over there, I'll slit your throat, I'll slit everyone you know's throat, and you can fucking die drowning in your own blood. You know, then you say something like that after the cop leaves. You gotta wait for the cop to leave, though. You don't want him to catch you making threats like that on the internet. Marco's back, ban him.
You know, maybe I should apologize and say I'm sorry that, you know, I'm not really a violent person. I'm just some fat guy in a wheelchair.
He's a pedo.
Maybe I should tell him that.
No, he's a pedo. Pedo. Cops don't care about pedos.
All right. Well, anyways,
Marco somehow weaseled his way back into chat, so you should go ahead.
Oh, Barco's back? Okay, Barco. I guess you just don't understand that nobody likes you anymore. You know the reason why I don't like Barco? He's the first person to throw out pictures of me on Periscope.
I told you. I fucking told you, Goofy, that Periscope was going to be your downfall. All these exploitable pictures and poses and people saying.
I know.
I fucking told you.
Found out what I really look like.
It's not like the radio, Goofy. All right. You
they
can be fat.
What I really look
radio.
Like.
I know. You got the fucking CM Punk slicked back hair and the fucking caterpillar eyebrows that look like a unibrow most of the time.
Are you done? Are you done fucking insulting the radio shows?
Oh, for right now, I guess.
I hate it when you fucking do that. You have no fucking shame.
It's constructive criticism, Goofy. I mean, you
this
know,
is why. This is why I was trying to get Periscopers to replace you.
I know.
Because you took this criticism.
And what happened? What happened? You got banned. You got banned, nigga.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm sad now.
Great. I think it's hilarious. I think you deserve to be banned. And that, I hope they enforce it. I hope they don't go back on it. I hope that you're never allowed back on Periscope again. You've obviously broken their terms of service against Bradman TV, and Barco is back, so you need to ban him again.
Well, it looks like I'm going to be taught a lesson, so let's go ahead and block this cocksucker. Yes, I'll block him because I'm going to be taught a lesson. So let's get the lesson taught.
Don't be taught lessons. Obviously, you can't be taught lessons, Goofy, because you keep getting kicked off of platforms. I mean, if you were going to learn a lesson, you should have learned it three platforms ago.
Now, let me tell you something, Megazawa. We still are on two of the three platforms. Actually, we are on all three platforms, even though I'm banned. I mean, seriously.
Well, we don't broadcast on TalkShoe anymore because that's for faggots like Todd Morris. But, you know, look, that's neither here nor there. All right, Goofy? Obviously, you didn't learn any lessons.
I know, Mac. I mean, Jesus Christ. They really hate me out there.
I know. You should just stop doing Periscope altogether.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I should stop doing Periscope.
That's like a new record of getting kicked off a platform. What was that, a month?
Jay, just like on fucking, it was a month and 2 weeks that I got fucking kicked off on fucking Spreaker. Oh, no, I got reported on, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got reported, we didn't get kicked off. We didn't get kicked off,
it was like a year.
Somebody made some cute little clip art of somebody's black grandson in a white hood or something, and you know... Oh, no, can't do that. Can't do that.
Well, apparently somebody had an OG video that had 100,000 likes or something. Shouts out to the death threats. I know they're starting to get popular nowadays. Oh, damn,
anyway.
Did I miss these hoes at Santana Row?
Santana Row.
Oh, man. Damn, who is that? Her name's Bree?
Bree Olson?
She's all in love with this little... No, this chick, her name's Bree. She's posing like a little sexy bitch at Santana Row. She looks like a little kid.
Oh, sweet. Tyree Sneed is here. What's up? How's it going, Tyree? your fucking weight cracker ass.
Is that the little faggot, or is that somebody acting like the little faggot?
That's obviously someone pretending to be him. But, I mean, you know, it's still pretty funny. Still pretty funny. You know, I'm gonna have to say, hey, shouts out to whoever did that. It looked like it was Apocalypse based on the following in the sock puppet department. So, yeah, it was amusing for a second there, Apocalypse. It was amusing. I guess...
Why don't these guys ever get
good
it
game,
right? I mean, Jesus.
Good game.
If you're going to do something, do it right.
Well, look, Goofy. Okay? It was a half-assed attempt at best, all right? It was a half-assed attempt at best. So what's up? Are we going to smoke some weed here?
Oh, no. I never thought you would have ever asked. Chewbacca, you got that blunt that you were fucking waving at me right now, looking at me for? All right, we'll smoke that shit.
Look, all now right, people everyone. Are trying to get you to unblock them on Twitter. Who do you have blocked on Twitter? Is it Barco?
I don't have anybody blocked on Twitter. Do I? Well,
probably. I mean, everybody has somebody blocked on Twitter.
Hey, Pauly B says that Tom O'Brien is a stand-up guy.
Well, Pauly B is a redneck with no teeth.
But isn't Pauly B a fucking child molester lover if he's trying to fucking put his fucking, you know, his goodwill out for a child molester?
That sounds like a very plausible solution to this problem, Goofy. You have that blunt rolled yet?
Chewbacca has it. Hold on. I'm looking to see if I blocked
you're
anybody.
Letting Chewbacca fucking roll it? What is wrong with you, Goofy?
What's wrong with that?
I just want to give a shout-out real quick to the BWC RecBot. Some people have already seen, you know, what the RecBot can do. Specifically, an old woman, you know, an old, crippled, disabled woman in Arvin, California. She got to find out what the RecBot can do. So shouts out to the RecBot, one of our sponsors here on 186. Deuce.
Oh, I do have him banned. All right, well, fuck him. Let's leave him banned.
That's right. Leave him banned. Fuck him.
Yeah. Yeah, Barco's a bitch. I never liked Barco and his stupid fucking little corny jokes. Like, oh, Goofy, are you going to go back to the border and bring back your family? hey, shut that door. The fuck you doing, Chewbacca? We going to smoke some dope or what?
Yeah, let's smoke some dope. Yeah, Goofy man.
That's all right.
That's my impression of Debbie doing an impression of me. Yeah, Goofy man. Dude. Let's smoke some weed, man.
You know, I'm really sick and tired of those old fucking people. I'll be fighting until those people die on me.
Ugh.
For real.
She had her panties all in a wad the other day, I guess because Apocalypse made some sock puppets with her. And then changed his name on fucking Skype to her name and her fucking shit. And, I mean, you know, everybody's done that at some point. I don't even understand why she got so upset. She's like, he's trying to steal my online identity! And then, you know, she got a little upset about it. She did like 3 shows about it and deleted all of them, of course.
Yeah, and see, that's another thing. This bitch, she talks shit, but she'll delete it. Just yeah. Like fucking all those other bitches out there. Talking shit. And then they're deleting it. Anyways, I'm going to pass this blunt to you, Mechazawa. After that, pass it to Big Bill. And then Big Bill will pass it to the little fucking weasel Apocalypse. Hey, Mechazawa, so how did that work out for you?
Oh, yeah, it did work out good. Thank you.
Was it good? I don't know if it was good or not.
No, it was good. It was good.
All right.
Well, anyway, speaking of the leading chick, have you noticed your good friend, your best friend Guy Shay over there? He's deleting everything. You notice that?
What do you mean?
No, he's deleted it. He deleted everything. Everything's gone.
You mean Guy Shay is no longer in existence?
Well, no. I mean, he's still around, and I guess he does sports shows now, but he deleted, like, everything else. But anyway, here, Big Bill, here's that blunt.
So what, he got banned off of fucking Spreaker?
No, I mean, you know, here's what the thing is. Odds are that he can't afford the $29.95 or whatever it is. You gotta cut back, Goofy. You gotta cut corners somewhere. So he had to cut his stupid radio show, I believe. Anyway, shout out to Pimpak, WPWP Media Corporation. We already went over the fact that his phone has been banned.
Yeah, what I tell you, pick out the ad.
He's not mad. He's not mad.
Look at how he's talking.
I don't think he's mad. I think
he was mad last night. He thought like I pushed him to the side and I wasn't paying attention to him.
Let's be real here, Goofy. I mean, you did try to play a power play last night, and it backfired in your face.
Counter play.
Tried a power play of trying to get rid of me and replacing me with your little scoper.
Wait a minute. That's what I told you.
I mean, you know, everybody knows, Goofy, that Nick Gonzalo is talent. All right? It's a hashtag on Twitter, and it's the truth. Mechazawa is the talent. Don't you forget it.
Mechazawa, how many times have I told you you're under contract for another 2 years? And I'm thinking of even adding another year since we're going to end this bitch in 3 years.
Mechazawa is the talent. Just remember.
See, look, where's your periscopes now? Look at everybody. Everybody sabotaged the bandit
right. Where,
off a of fucking
where
periscope.
Are your periscopes now, Goofy? Where are they now, Goofy? Where are they now?
You guys really hate me, huh? You guys really hate me on Periscope. I just really fucking can't believe you guys.
Well,
you guys can never let me have fun. You guys always have to drag me back in.
You're banned on Periscope, so it doesn't really matter.
Do you know how many women love me worldwide? Jesus Christ.
Look, none of them had any fucking grass on the ball field, I guess you would say.
Mechazawa, talk. Nobody can understand you. You're like talking away from the microphone.
Away from the mic? No, I'm in the mic. None of those.
You sound like you're hiding in the shadows.
None of those girls had grass on the ball field, Goofy.
What do you mean they have no grass on the ball field? All those women, they want me, Mechazawa.
But they're all inappropriately underaged.
They're not that. Shut your fucking mouth. No, shut up, Apocalypse. I told Mechazawa last night that we're going to... I was done with all my vacationing and all my fucking, you know, Vegas here and spending too much money there, you know. Now it's time to fucking, you know, I have to get back to business. But,
All right, I turned up my mic. Is that better?
Yeah, you sound much better, yeah.
Okay.
See, right, well, you're just hating because I got some real beautiful women on Periscope and you're just fucking mad.
In some countries,
seriously.
I guess you could call them women, like, you know, fucking like Saudi Arabia where they marry kids like 12 years old and 10 or whatever. They would call them women there. But here in America, Goofy, that'll get you fucking 10 to 20. Just like old Brian over there. You and Brian will be able to hang out together.
You're fucking tripping, Mechazawa. I don't even go that route.
Well,
I fuck women. I don't fuck little fucking bitches.
I hope not,
fucking
Goofy.
Fucking tripping.
I mean, I hope not. You know, I don't want to co-host a show with somebody that's like Brian. But I don't know.
No, no. See, the thing is that
I'd rather co-host the show with a faggot
you
woman
guys are
than
all
let it.
Because I'm over there. I'm over there being a Periscope fucking celebrity. I'm being a legend, and you guys are just sitting there waiting for a radio show. I read all the emails. I know what the fuck's going on. Don't fucking try to act like you guys weren't mad.
I don't think you do. I don't think you do read the emails and know
what's
going
on. Come on. When my cousin gets all drunk and passes out, I fucking go through his phone. I read the shit that you and him talk about. How you guys make fun of me.
No, I would never make fun of you on behind your back with your cousin.
Dude,
I would never do that. That doesn't even sound like something I would do, Yuffie.
You're a snake.
Oh, man.
All of you people.
The pictures he sent me of you passed out like a little bitch off that bottle you stole from me. That was pretty fucking
shut the fuck up. I was in a daydream right there.
You were in a daydream. Passed out with a fucking lit blunt in your hand. I was like, I hope he burns himself.
I never fucking do that, but yeah. Somehow, some way, I always wake up with like a blunt in my hand. The blunt gods have blessed me, you know. It's
the entire house is on fire, but hey, the blunt's still good.
That's why I don't smoke in the house, Megazawa. I'll burn myself in the shack, but I will not fucking destroy my beautiful home.
Yeah, but you
fuck
live in fucking, you live in no fucking ever any precipitation from the air land, so everything's dry as shit. Like, so as soon as one thing goes up, the entire block's going up like a fucking it has gasoline poured on it.
I'll fucking burn up and fucking I'll fucking just die.
Yeah. And God forbid you use your fucking water hose to try to put it out, your neighbors will snitch on you for inappropriately using water.
Yeah, I'm wasting water in a water drought, but yet burn my house down and let it fucking all fucking come down. Yeah. Great way of thinking of life. I mean, this is how America works, people. For real. And, you know, it sickens me that you guys would seriously plot to get me kicked off of Periscope so I don't have to fucking be on Periscope no more.
You guys.
I could just do the radio show.
Nobody had to plot to get you kicked off. You got yourself kicked off, Goofy.
I'm not going to name names, but, you know, I have a feeling there's a couple of individuals around here, especially you, Mechazawa.
I told you,
that you
I
guys
was
are
ready
fucking
to report you
up,
for fucking nipples,
and, you guys
and then
fucking
it fucking
reporting
froze.
Me, man.
I didn't get the chance to report you. I felt kind of ripped off.
I'm not naming names, but, you know, there's a lot of people out here. And
yeah, whatever. You always name names. Every time the cops fucking snacked you up for something, you name names.
Wow.
Goofy Bones like, oh yes, sir. I'll tell you anything you want to know. You want to know my supplier's name? You need his address? How about the best directions to get there in traffic?
No. Mechazawa, stop painting the picture of me as some fucking slave. Stop it.
Goofy Bone, 12 years a slave.
12 years a slave, yeah. No, it'll be Goofy Bone, 12 years without Periscope.
27.
Oh, my
boxes.
God, I would die. Oh, I would fucking die. They better fucking get me back on Periscope because I'm getting pissed off here.
Goofy Bone, a life of 27 unsold boxes and no Periscoping.
Hey, you know, Joel needed some boxes the other day, so we dumped my CDs in the river, and we gave him a couple of boxes. And, oh, there it is. There's the lopsided nipple. Fuck, that's a good-ass kid, whoever's fucking kid that is. That reminds me of a bitch I used to fuck her. Her name was Jessica. Not the Periscope one. I would love to, but... that's Brandy.
Brandy.
I know a bitch named Brandy.
I know a bitch named Brandy, too. She works on the corner of Jacksonville, Florida. She'll hook you up
really?
With all kinds of fucking pills and shit, Goofy. She'll
really?
Suck your dick.
Let's call her. Let's find out.
She'll let you nut in her if you're a big fucking black dude.
Hello?
Hello, is
Hello?
This Brandy?
Yes, this is she. Who's this?
How you doing, Brandy? We are calling from an undercover radio station. that we're asking you, if you know the phrase that pays, you could win $1,000.
Oh, well, okay.
Wait, what?
Do you know the phrase that pays?
The phrase that pays? No, I do not.
Oh, Brandy. The phrase that pays is 186.2 is the worldwide radio station.
Oh, damn.
You could have had $1,000, Brandy. Try again next time, darling.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Brandy.
Damn, she could have been a winner.
We'll see you on the corner later.
And do you know that fucking... That
I don't really think the number
would
be good. I mean, usually the numbers aren't good. The number was actually good that time.
Hmm. Well. Shouts out to Brandy.
That's right. Shouts out to Brandy and her mud shark and wave. Congratulations on not winning $1,000 with the phrase that pays. And I guess you made up for it by dumping your fucking, what would you call that, a fucking dependent? Good job dumping your dependent off on someone else so you don't have to pick for it.
Exactly. And let me tell you something, people. We're going to be calling you guys, and trust me, you can win $1,000. All you got to do is know the phrase that pays. 186.2 is the worldwide radio show.
Oh, great. Now people are going to call us and try to fucking win.
No. We call them. See, that's the thing. You have a bunch of fucking idiots calling in. But fucking... We call them and ask them. They got to be ready.
Yeah, and nobody ever wants to give out their details when they do win. So, I mean, I don't even know why we hold contests anymore.
I really hate that. You know, fuck it. We have a fucking... We still have a...
Everybody's all paranoid. You're
going to
dox them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, fuck. I don't dox nobody. I don't give no information out of nobody. Because... This is my gift to you for listening to the radio show. And what do you think, I'm going to sell your information to undercover trolls underneath fucking bridges? That's how stupid you are. You could win whatever I'm fucking offering you, but you guys are fucking stupid and you guys don't fucking take it. Anywho, welcome back to Junkyard America. We're at the top of the hour. It's your brown color commentator, the Great Goofy Bone. And, of course, who's always along with me for the ride? Yes, that's the other fucking host. That's the great, mighty, powerful Mechazawa.
Yeah, the other fucking host. The guy you tried to replace with your second-tier periscopers the other night.
You know what? Shut your fucking mouth.
Look at
that.
Now they're trying to get a grand out of you, your Periscope people. First they get you kicked off Periscope. Now they're trying to get your money.
Hey, subliminal criminal, if Black Lives Matter, then why aren't you out on the street helping Black Lives? There's a lot of black bums on the street. If they fucking matter, fucking... Go help them. Anyways, where's our background music, Chewy? Anyways, subliminal criminal. Who is that? Is that somebody we know?
I mean, he looks kind of familiar. Who's this Pimp Daddy Joel P guy? I think you should ban him.
Should I ban him? Is he trying to imitate my cousin?
He's sending me pictures of you passed out and drunk off of my bottle of Jack. He's sending it to me on the Twitters.
His birthday's November 16th? Yeah, that's not my cousin. I'm going to fucking ban him.
Ban him, Goofy. Ban him. Ban him for autism.
Okay, it's Banny's ass. Alright. Anyways, where the fuck were we at? Before all these fucking stupid subliminal criminals and fucking other fucking idiots. I thought I banned this fucking, could get this fucking asshole out of my chat. But yeah, I don't know who the fuck these people are, but welcome to the show. Me and Mechazawa were discussing ways of life without me using Periscope. And I am Austin Jacob Simpson. What, like the Simpsons Simpson? Well, nice to meet you, Austin.
I think it's that subliminal guy. Subliminal little Simpson.
Yeah, that's the subliminal criminal that's in the chat room right now. Yes, I know you, Greeny. And I'll always love you. I am Pumpkin Face. No, you're not, you fucking idiot.
Call that 702 number.
Like that.
Call that 702 number.
Pumpkin Face doesn't look like that.
You see the number that WBWC Media Corporation has posted?
Yeah, I seen it, but he threatened to fucking harm people that don't deserve to be harmed.
Skype that bitch up, Goofy. Skype it up.
All right, whatever. Let's see if somebody's going to win $1,000.
All right. See if they're going to win $1,000.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
What's up, Bill? What's going on?
I can't hear you.
Are you going
to win $1,000, Bill?
What?
Are you ready to win $1,000?
Goofy Bones show sucks. You guys slice like you're on AM, man. Get a life.
Hey, come on, Bill.
You know you want to win $1,000.
Sack of shit. Fucking call back, Chewbacca. That was Bill fucking Wagner. I'm going to call that son of a bitch back.
Bill has a GoFundMe to try to get new teeth. He should be trying to play along.
But, you know, the motherfucker doesn't want to answer my calls now. But he's not answering. What a fucking pussy. What a fucking little bitch. That was Bill
Wagner.
Keep
calling him, Goofy. He'll eventually pick up.
That was Bill fucking Wagner.
Yeah, it was Bill Wagner. Didn't you recognize the voice?
I was trying to fucking win somebody $1,000. I'm going to fuck that motherfucker up, man. I went to Vegas snooping around at the places that people said that they seen him at. And I was there, and I didn't see shit. Fuck. I had a chance to fucking tell that little fucking puny piece of shit off.
I know, Goofy. And you were trying to give him $1,000. I mean, he's got a GoFundMe with a fucking sad story. And, you know, he's trying to get his teeth replaced. He tried to claim that flag that he peed on, that got him beat up and his teeth knocked out, even though everyone knows he lost it to meth.
I'm so pissed off right now. I could have fucking chewed that little bitch out. Little fucking sorry ass worm. I used to fuck hoes in the name of Bill Wagner.
Well, just save that number
the
for later,
angry
Goofy. Save that number for later, Goofy, because that's definitely Bill Wagner's number. It hasn't changed for the past like year and a half. I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. Remember, it's 702-997-2512. So anytime you want to go ahead and give Bill Wagner a call, Goofy, feel free to call him at that number. That's his cell phone number too, by the way. So you know, he's always there. I mean, he might be passed out due to, you know, a meth lapse or, you know, running out of kid cuisines or something, but that's his number.
Dad is gonna share from young.
Hello?
Dad is gonna share from young.
Did you page me?
No, sir. This is the Dallas County Sheriff's Department.
Dallas County Sheriff's Department?
Yes, sir.
Is this a joke?
Is this a what, sir?
Did you page me, ma'am?
No, sir, I didn't. This is the Dallas County Sheriff's Department. No, I did not.
Okay, well, thank you, and have a great night.
You too.
Well, that was awkward.
Well, thank God that we weren't trying to offer them $1,000.
Yeah. Oof. Cops don't deserve
that. Damn, Goofy Bone is going to get swept up underneath the rug on that one.
Tomorrow you're going to get swatted by the fucking Dallas County whatever department.
Who is responsible? Lowell's Talk Radio. You did that to me.
I'm not taking any responsibility for that, Goofy. I mean, I may have told you to dial
did
that.
Did you have something to do with this?
I didn't have anything to do with that.
Did you have something to do with this?
No, I did not have anything to do with it, Goofy. All right, I swear it on your Periscope. I may have told you to call 702-997-2512. I may have done that, all right? I may have done that. But I didn't tell you to call that other number.
You know, that was really fucked up, whoever fucking... Oh, I already know who did it. It was fucking Lowell's Talk Radio.
Well,
I'm never talking to him again.
That's pretty...
That was the golden goose.
Pretty heinous accusation there, Goofy.
I have the pictures and the documents right here that he fucking provided me a number to call.
Pictures and documents.
Telling me that it's safe.
You Photoshopped those.
How do you know I did that?
Because everybody knows that Goofy Bone's good with Photoshop and fucking Pro Tools. All right.
Why does everyone hate on my chicken nuggets?
Yeah. Your fucking 60 chicken nuggets that no fucking human could possibly eat. Not only that.
How about I eat it?
I haven't had McDonald's chicken nuggets in probably 20 years. And good fucking God, are they disgusting these days. It's like 90% bread and like this little wafer thin piece of chicken in the middle.
Wait a minute, Mechazawa. I was just about to say tomorrow I'm going to eat fucking 60 nuggets.
No, you
aren't. I've been feeding for them.
You're fucking lying. Nobody can eat 60 chicken nuggets. All right? It's impossible. You're talking about dipping them into milkshakes and eating large fries with them.
And what's wrong with that, Mechazawa?
How are you not 500 pounds?
Mechazawa, what is your fucking problem? Why do you
Do you want to know what's wrong with that? This is how you end
what's
up being like
that?
Fucking Burger King of talk. On a fucking hover round. Slinging 60 chicken nuggets into your gullet.
Because I fuck bitches all the time. That's a lot
double,
of exercise, especially
double
the way
ham
I fuck.
Fisting fucking chicken nuggets into your gullet.
I'm not calling nobody because you guys fucking sabotage me. That wasn't a very nice joke, whoever did that.
Don't say you guys. I had nothing to do
with
that. You
guys. There's a lot of people in here. And I'm going to start naming names if they're not cooperating properly.
That seems awful accusatory.
Stop fucking around. This is a professional radio show here. for real. I'm not fucking around, people.
Look at all these numbers people want you to call. They're just calling, trying to get you to call them.
No, I'm not calling nobody else.
Look at all these numbers.
I'm not calling nobody else.
Why not, Goofy?
Because you people are trying to sabotage me. This is why I want to be on Periscope forever. Because you people are sabotaging me.
Look,
you people are hurting my feelings.
That's not very nice, alright? It's not very nice. People are just trying to extend the friendship of phone calls on shows to other people. And you're bogarting the fucking line. I mean, just because you screwed up when you could have talked to Bill Wagner, there's no reason to take it out on the rest of us.
Look, I didn't know it was going to be Bill Wagner. I was there trying to fucking offer somebody a chance to win $1,000.
You could always call him back and see if he picks up the phone, but I think you ruined
it. I'm not going to do that again.
I mean,
I am not going to fucking do that again.
Personally, I'm shocked that he fucking picked the phone up. Well, hold on. What time is it? Yeah. It's about time
it's
for
about
him to start his next meth binge. It's about time for
tweaker
Bill Wagner
time
to get up. This is about the time that he gets up for the day. You know, he wakes up for his 4 hours of doing meth and scamming people out of their money on the internet.
You know what really fucked it up, Megazal, is that he heard your voice and knew right away it was...
Oh, yeah.
Why do they call it the Goofy Bone Show? I mean...
I don't know. He's stupid.
I'm not that too much conceited, but I would not even name my fucking show after myself.
You sound like you're on AM radio. See, but what's interesting about that is he's been hyping Blog Talk Radio as finally being FM quality. So...
What?
I mean, you know, either he's talking out his ass about Blog Talk Radio being FM quality, or, you know, we're just keeping it real over here.
And remember, you're taking that from a fucking toothless meth head, begging for money for tea.
I didn't say I believed him. I mean, he also says that he's coming up with some internet-changing thing that's going to make all the trolls go away and go to jail, and him, Bill Wagner, you know, the spam king or whatever, he's going to be in charge of it. And he also has one-way conversations with people on Twitter. Like, he tells, he's like, they got my docs and info, don't let it happen to you, and like, the person never replies. Like, they never want to even acknowledge Bill Wagner.
All right, we're gonna call somebody.
Okay, call someone.
It's time to offer them
call this 585
the chance of a lifetime. It's that time, ladies and gentlemen, to offer a lucky listener out there the chance of a fucking $1,000. But they gotta know the phrase that pays.
Wait, what's the phrase that pays?
FM, Top 40, Web Radio.
Chewbacca.
101 FM, Top 40, Web Radio. Congratulations, caller. You've just called in during our Caribbean Cruise Power Hour. Caller 15, you've just won two free tickets on a Caribbean cruise for two. Sail from Port of Palm Beach, Florida to Freeport, Grand Bahamas Island. Stateroom cabin, meals, and entertainment included. And...
Wow, I just won a Caribbean cruise, Megazal.
That totally didn't sound like a scam at all, Goofy. I bet if you call back...
Did you hang up on them, Mech?
I bet if you call back, it gives you the exact same message.
Did you just hang up on them?
I sure did. Call them back and see what happens, Goofy.
Well, You son of a bitch. You just, you're hating because I've never been in the Caribbean.
Call it back. We're going to win again. Don't worry.
Alright, let's try this again.
The Bahamas or some shit.
Let's try this again.
You're welcome, Goofy. I saved your life and your credit.
You fucking bitch. Well, here we go. Here we go. The call failed. Nobody answered the fuck. What the fuck?
With you and Periscope earlier.
I just can't believe I won a trip to the fucking Caribbean islands.
Shit.
And your player hating ass fucking hung up the phone on me, man.
First of all, I didn't hang up the phone. That was your fucking boy Chewbacca over there. Yeah.
Chewbacca, did you hang up the phone on me?
For homie Chewbacca, who always allegedly has your back, fucking hung the phone up.
One of you two fucking hung up the phone on me. And I'm going,
I don't have access to the switchboard like Chewbacca does. So how
would
good
I? Good night, Green. I love you.
Good night, underage girl from Periscope.
Oh God, she's not underage. Stop saying that. She's a woman. That's a fucking woman right there.
Look, anybody can download a picture of anyone, Goofy. All right. Not fooling anyone.
I've seen her on Periscope. That's a fucking woman.
It was a mask.
You jealous motherfucker, you.
I'm not.
But anyways,
jealous.
Back to what I was saying, Chewbacca. You and Mechazov, I find out who fucking hung up that phone. When I could have won a trip to the Caribbean islands.
You didn't win.
I'm gonna fucking fire somebody.
Man, I've been to the
fucking fire somebody.
I've been to the Caribbean islands like 6 times. You're not missing out on much.
What are you talking about?
You know what you're missing out on? A bunch of fucking...
What am I missing?
And fucking heat. It was like 130 the last time I went to Bermuda. And I rented a scooter. And like you could see like where my fucking... Where I gripped the handlebars. Like my knuckles were fucking sunburned. Yeah.
That doesn't make any fucking sense at all.
It was fucking hot. And intense and unbearable. And, yeah.
Well, I could have won a trip.
And you
know
what?
Jealous.
You know what? There's no weed in fucking Bermuda. Because weed is, like, a bigger charge than a fucking, than killing someone. Like, drug charges are bigger charges than killing someone.
But let me tell you something, Mechazawa.
All right, you need to block this finger me person because they're talking about underage things that they shouldn't be talking about in our chat room.
Oh, my God. Look at that, these fucking sick bastards. Get out of my chat room, you fucking bitch.
Ban it. Ban it, Goofy.
God damn, what the fuck was that? A whole fucking goddamn fucking testimonial?
That was a wall of inappropriateness.
This is why I don't come back to the radio show, because stupid shit like that, man. That's
See, this is why nobody wants to go to fucking Periscope, because those underage people suddenly show up. We didn't have those problems until you started Periscoping, Goofy.
Oh, will you stop? Stop it right now, Mechazal. You're making a fucking lie. We're going to try somebody else. Let's call them.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Who's this?
I'm a radio station operator, and we are looking for a winner. Do you know the phrase that pays? Oh, I guess we lost connection. Let's call him back.
Person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
Well, sir, I just want to let you know that you could have had a chance to win $1,000 from 186 Point Juice, the worldwide radio show. Next time, stop being an arrogant...
Carly Fiorina is a bitch, and you're a broke bitch. You're white, and you can't
rap.
Excuse
me.
I hope you die.
Anyways, the phrase that pays is 186 Point Juice is the worldwide radio show.
Your jewelry's fake.
Next time we call you, remember it.
You can't rap. Your music's terrible.
I already know my music's terrible. That's why I quit.
Not you. I'm talking about Tyree.
Who the fuck is Tyree?
As far as I know, that's who you just called.
Oh, that was Tyree?
Yeah, pretty sure. The cartoon
version of Goofy.
The cartoon version of Goofy. He's
well,
a self-made millionaire.
What's a Carly Fiorina? I mean, what's that have to do with anything? What's that
Carly Fiorina? Fiorina. She's the ex-CEO of Hewlett-Packard. She's a...
Motherfucker, I know who that bitch is.
All right, well, she's related to this kid somehow. And
she's related to that little fucking weasel?
Yeah. And his dad
this is some comedy you can't fucking write. Are you serious?
Yeah. Serious.
Well, that's insane.
He's a self-made millionaire, Goofy. He's richer than everyone else. He has like 7 cars. He has like 60 acres. I would do his little gay lab, but I'm not homo gay. Ban him.
And I thought I had fucking money, fucking plans. Jesus, that guy's got more cars than Hans.
He's the cartoon version of you.
Let's call another one. We got to give $1,000 away tonight.
I know. Nobody wants $1,000.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Hello?
I'm calling from a radio station. Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We're calling from a local radio station in your neighborhood. And we're giving you a chance to win $1,000 if you could tell us the phrase that pays.
Phrase that pays. I wouldn't know.
You don't know the phrase. You don't know the phrase that pays.
No.
Oh. Well, it's 186 Point Deuce. Is the worldwide radio show.
Oh. I never heard of you.
So next time we... You're probably not around in our neck of the woods anyway. But next time we call you, make sure you say that so you can win $1,000.
Okay.
You have a great night, ma'am.
You too. Good night.
Was that Miss Computer Lady?
Next time we call you in the middle of the night, out of fucking nowhere, make sure you know the phrase that pays, bitch. No, it wasn't gravelly enough to be Miss Computer Lady.
It sounded like Miss Computer Lady.
Nah, Miss Computer Lady has a deeper voice than I do.
Jesus, that was hilarious.
Miss Computer Lady is like
background music going.
Miss Computer Lady's like, oh hi, Goofy. I need another 8-pack of cigarettes.
That bitch had the nerve to say, I never heard of you.
That's right.
Fucking
well,
drop kick that bitch.
That bitch better recognize she better fucking have the phrase that pays the next time someone calls her in the middle of the night asking fucking bizarre questions out of nowhere. Talking about how there are a radio station in your neighborhood. First of all, I've never heard of a fucking radio station in my neighborhood. I don't know about neighborhood radio stations. That's new.
And what's wrong with that?
I mean, if you said we broadcast in your area, that might have been a little more plausible, but you narrowed it down to her fucking neighborhood. That implies you're working on fucking, like, 1, maybe 2 watts of power broadcasting to the local fucking 6 houses in your area. Worldwide.
Why are you going to be a dick?
I'm just saying, Goofy. I mean, this is how you get kicked off of Periscope for not being professional.
Call that last number.
Wait, you're calling her back?
No, we're trying to call somebody else. Let's call one more time.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is
disconnected.
No longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording error, please check
disconnected
the number and try your call again.
Wow, that pisses me off.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If
all
you feel
right,
you have reached this
have
recording error,
face.
Please check the number.
Well, it looks like we're not going to find anybody. The fucking...
Nobody wants $1,000.
I mean, seriously, does anybody
nobody
in the chat room, do you guys want $1,000?
We already called numbers from the chat room trying to give away $1,000. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to fucking hand deliver it to them?
Apocalypse, I wasn't doing cocaine on Periscope. I was showing people, you know, a good amount of cocaine before I tripped and fell and flew in the air for like 20 minutes.
Oh, you mean your baby laxative and fucking baking soda?
I'm glad you didn't see that one, Mechazal, because you would have fucking really fucking clowned me on that one.
Your baby laxatives and baking soda flew all over the place?
Dude, that was fucking embarrassing right there. I mean, I looked like a fucking idiot.
How many grams did you lose, Goofy?
Jesus, it was about a good 50 shot. About maybe nine fucking lines, maybe.
Man,
good fat ones.
I don't understand why people like cocaine, first of all.
Well, no, I only keep it around for the bitches, because that's all they always ask for. Because they don't like smoking weed, so it's like, fuck.
Every stripper I've ever met had a coke habit. Every single one.
I don't fuck strippers.
Why not?
Do you think I'm really going to sit there and fucking just throw dollars to a dumb bitch that's not sucking my dick?
No, I never said I paid them. Look, fucking them and paying them is two different things, Goofy.
Yeah, but you're over here saying to fuck a stripper.
Never tip a stripper. And you know why? Because that fucking...
I don't even go to
interest.
Strip clubs.
It piques your interest. And then she wants to know why you're so fucking special. You're not tipping her, like, well, what you got going on that you're not fucking giving out money to her for having a pussy? You know, like all strippers. They all think because they have pussy and tits, you should instantly just fucking give them money. No. Not what it means. Yeah, I worked for that shit, bitch.
Oh my God, would you look at that.
Who am I looking at? What are we looking at?
Holy shit, Mechazawa. Somebody just sent me a video.
Oh, post it in the chat room.
Somebody was struck, a bus was struck by a freight train on Wednesday.
Oh, awesome.
Jesus Christ.
Did you hear about that girl that fucking lost her iPod over the bridge because her dad shamed her on the internet?
What?
Yeah, I posted it earlier on Twitter. Hold on. Yeah, I guess she was getting, like, picked on at school, so she, like, you know, did the natural thing of, turning to drugs or alcohol or whatever. And, he cut off her hair and then posted a video of it online, or someone else posted a video of it. It wasn't really clear about that. And, she was driving over this bridge and she jumped out of the car and jumped off the bridge.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Check it out.
She jumped off the bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
My God. Do they have a video?
Of her jumping off the bridge? No. They have the video of her dad cutting her hair off and shaming her, though. Because, you know, I guess she can't be shamed anymore because she's dead.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta go bald-headed.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, really, she should have been like, hey, I'm being picked on, you know, this isn't really exactly going to help me here. I'm shaving my head, it's going to make me get picked on worse. Good job, Dad. Way to make your kid kill herself.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
Father of the year.
That is fucking terrible. But oh well, that's life, right, Mechazawa? There's nothing we could do about it. Damn, girl, you're getting fat. Oh well. What's my excuse? Oh my God. Anyways, time has flown by. I mean, Jesus Christ. What is up with all these people fucking leaving motherfucking goddamn fucking paragraphical fucking novels in my fucking chat room? Anyways. Well, Mechazawa, it's that time to do one last thing. So, I hope you have one last thing, because I got one last thing. One last. We're going to start it off with the almighty, powerful Mechazawa.
I want to say, welcome back, Goofy. And thanks for coming back to Spreaker. I'm glad you got banned from Periscope. And maybe next time when you get banned, we'll all celebrate and have a big party for you. Thank you, Mechazawa. Well, to those of you out there, I want to say thank you all for tuning in. Unfortunately, there wasn't a person that we could give $1,000 to. But don't worry, we will be back tomorrow to give away another $1,000. Just know, you guys better know the phrase that pays. 186 point deuce is the worldwide radio show.
Oh, apparently Mechazawa fucked up. Yeah, failed on you, Mechazawa. God punished you for banning me on fucking Periscope. Fucking dick. Well, anyways, my one last thing is we will be back tomorrow in the danger zone where we'll get a little bit more dangerful. We'll get Rodney Dangerfield. We'll get Dangeristic. And, of course, Danger is my middle name. I want to thank everybody out there for tuning in. I want to thank Chewbacca, the engineering choir. I want to thank Mechazawa. And I am the great, mighty, powerful, goofy bone on top of Spreaker Mountain, looking over the valley of Blog Talk Radio and the misty mountains of Talk Shoe, saying good night. And season 8 has just begun.
I'm running away from home. My parents are mean. Where will you go? I'm not sure, but I'll show them.
That's right. You'll show them how mean you can be.
Pumpkin things!
Isn't it better to try to solve problems instead of running away from them?
I could try talking to my parents again.
Yeah, tell them how you feel. And remember, running away
leads nowhere. Now I know. And knowing is half the battle.
Spreaker.com.
1AD6 Point Views is brought to you in part by...
Where is the original Goofy Bone?
Acme Corporation, featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible time.
Oh, yeah, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah, wah.
Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
Moncorp, a large multi-billion-dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn cad!
The new face of fear! Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Spreaker and nationwide.
The person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soil and Corporation, whose newest product is Soil and Green, a green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did it. We didn't need it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. Okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from... Warbucks Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we have accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker.
Hold on, get back here. I hear something.
Low-life
hold on, I hear something.
Ruin it?
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.